Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
This is Dave.
This is Will.
This is Duncan.
This is Joanna.
This is Yanni.
This is Caitlin.
So, highlighting.
Sounds good. Do it.
Well, you spoke first, so you've drawn the attention of the teacher.
That's right.
Who has strings on chastity?
Two. Yeah. I've got one.
One's not enough.
Could I have it anyone?
Nope.
Yeah.
I think it looked...
Two.
Duncan, how many do you have?
I have no strings on anyone except Chloe.
You know, it's funny you should say that, Duncan. Again.
Vanessa doesn't exist anymore.
Isn't. Not yet.
Or is Vanessa going to continue?
That is a possibility.
They killed her dead, right?
NPCs don't get to highlight.
It's horrifying.
Oh, I know.
You don't need to worry about
just
it.
For
it's
bookkeeping
fine. Don't worry. Forget I said
Vanessa.
She had a string on me.
Yeah, she's probably dead.
Okay.
I seem to remember that maybe being a thing.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think she can highlight.
You didn't really stick around.
We don't know if she actually died.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I ate her a lot.
That's what I'm saying, is it sounded pretty definite in the podcast.
Oh,
there was
okay.
still a room for doubt, and all so right. I'm going to grab that room for doubt and hold on to
Wait
it for dear life.
Are you saying that she is highly unlikely to have survived and there's no way that she's getting back?
Exactly.
Nope. I'm not saying anything.
She died off camera. It was awful.
She wouldn't believe.
Did Caleb break his leg? Or
yes.
was he the one that I disemboweled?
Caleb broke his leg.
Yeah.
No,
but
Caleb,
I partially disemboweled.
Caleb
him, right?
was the one that you disemboweled.
Oh, okay.
It was Bryce who broke his leg.
Oh, there we go.
He ate our tight end, Jeff, however.
Yeah.
I remember that because I took a big bite out of his tight end.
Yeah.
That's bad.
And Will made a joke about eating his bones.
So yeah, anyways, I think it's Mara and
Chloe likes.
So you get to choose which of them gets to choose.
We'll do Mara because she is above Gabe on my list.
Whoa.
Yeah, I keep a list.
Whoa.
Yeah. All your names are in it.
You can still be
they don't
my
get
gang.
To see it though.
Am I number one?
You don't get to know. It's my book. Unless you steal it, Chloe.
What is your...
Do you want to see? Is this a little...
I want to see what your stats are.
Yeah, yeah.
What you roll with
Ooh.
Stats.
That doesn't mean she's still not going to pick something like...
Yeah. Yeah, pick cold.
You have four strings.
You're
going to
be a
right?
chilly little
bit. Yeah.
I want you to be hot this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
maybe. I don't know. Probably not. You're dead.
Well,
I don't know. I didn't see
I don't think
actually.
We have seen you be dark yet, so let's...
Whoa!
That's
true.
Dark.
Oh, perfect.
Dark.
Yes. Dark.
Dark.
How about Robin? Who has the most strings on Robin?
Probably Chloe, but out of curiosity, how many strings do you guys have on me?
Two.
How many strings do I have on you?
Zero.
What about you, Chassie?
No strings attached.
I have nothing.
Oh, well, I have four, so I sort of own you.
Yeah.
I don't even really remember who
is
Robin
it
is.
Four? Oh, never mind, this isn't Apocalypse World.
No.
Those are wasted if you don't spend them.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to see you be hot, too. Just everyone be hot. What do you mean? A little hot?
Let's just make everybody hot and dark today.
Hot and dark... Every
oh,
day.
Were you?
I've never not been hot and dark.
Okay.
Did you know that about me?
Well, you are the mortal.
Well,
I have the same stats as everyone else. One,
I
one, zero,
you.
And minus one.
Well, don't
Would you like to be volatile for a change?
If you slap me, I'll
sure.
slap the shit
okay.
out of you.
Oh, that's pretty good.
With, like, a knife. It's called stab.
All right, who's got strings on Chloe?
No. Who likes Chloe the most?
I have two strings on
Who
Chloe.
Knows,
I have
the most
on Chloe.
Dirt.
I have two strings on Chloe.
I have one on Chloe.
Hey, Mara.
I have 2 strings on Koi.
Seems
so
legit.
I think you get to make a decision.
Two have.
I guess I'd like to see her
be really
cold.
Oh. Well,
because she's bad at it.
Seems good.
You think I can't say... Well, never mind, I'm not going to do that.
Actually, what do you roll with?
Roll to shut Caitlin down.
Yeah, I'll roll to shut Caitlin
down. No, what do you roll with? Seriously.
I roll with everything. Cold is the worst thing I'm at, but I like all of the thing.
What do you want to have fun with, though, this time?
Well, kind of like to be hot.
All right, let's be hot. I was just being in character.
Well, I'll be in character more.
Okay.
Damn, she's good.
Would you guys just cool it for 5 seconds?
Will you just...
No, I just got
my interactions with you. I can't be in character with you right now.
What do you want Chloe to do?
How about dark?
If you want.
It's only 4 states. It's hard to choose. What about Gabe? Who's got strings on Gabe?
I have one.
I don't have any on Gabe, actually.
I have 2.
Oh.
Thank you.
Turn me on while dead.
I could do that.
So what do you want to say?
Top.
Dead.
Well.
Turning on while dead.
It's pretty kinky.
Actually, it's cold.
to be technical.
Yeah. Cold.
Be accurate here.
Do you have something you're gunning for?
No. Not at all. I think it depends what people put.
I think I'm going to go with volatile then.
Again? Yeah, actually, that was the one thing I didn't want. Is that right?
Then let's do hot.
Okay.
Everyone
was fighting last time, and I'm kind of sick of that.
Yeah. So we got everybody hot.
Everyone's hot.
Everyone is hot.
Practically.
I'm not dark.
Except for you.
I'm volatile.
It's almost impossible for this to not happen that way with 4 stats, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. What about Mara? Who's got strings on Mara?
I got 2.
I've got 2.
Stop looking at me. I don't have strings on anyone.
Well, you just have to fix that.
Who has not done it lately?
What?
I actually don't recall if I've
actually never done it.
You've never let me choose for you.
That's true, actually.
Would it be okay?
Yeah, you can do it.
We're both girls, but it's not weird.
Shut up, Chloe.
Yeah, well, fun. Just be cold. I don't care.
All right.
I think I want to see volatile.
Sweet.
So that not everybody is hot. As tempted, but...
Yeah. Circumvented that problem. With cold...
So I think we've got 2 night before scenes, and then let's do the rumors.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's start with you guys. So I have can sit back for a little while, and you can go in cold or hot or whatever. I guess before we do the waking up scene, you wanted to have
dead.
Being dead scene. Do you have any ideas there? Because I'm not really sure.
I have no freaking clue. My guess is this would be count mechanics wise as going into the abyss, gazing into the abyss. It's not like I get any experience for it. I just think it would be a fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't actually seen it because I think you blew your roll last time, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the abyss normally like, or do we know? I don't think we really went into that.
No. I don't think we ever got a chance to.
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
Because
so.
Last time I did it, I was doing it to, as a way to get answers about, you know, because I was looking into the abyss as a thing where I had to, like, fight to go in.
Right, Right.
And that's actually, is that what kicked off your...
Darkest
yeah.
Sadness.
Yeah.
He's a bunch of roll.
So, I guess before you roll, I want you to tell me what normally happens during the auto-cannibalism.
It's just the trigger for it.
Okay.
So, it's... I would like to think that death is just a pleasant, dark place where sometimes there's imagery. And it's kind of like a picture will come out of the darkness towards me.
Okay.
And, but it's not like
an
afterlight,
blue lighting,
you know, like I like the idea of the ancient
Bell.
I want to say it was the ancient Sumerians who had this idea of kind of like there being this kind of dusty nothingness after death.
That sucks.
And they're just, you know, an eternity of that.
Okay.
And I want to think of, and I don't really think of dust, but I'm just saying it's just like kind of like dark and quiet and nothingness, but occasionally there's like imagery, you know, very, and that would be what the abyss is. It's just the state of death to her.
Okay. I think I can run with that or run over that, depending on how you roll.
So if I would ask questions of it, I would, going into the abyss would be almost like I would just be going into a little death.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to think that that's almost what for Mara, like going to sleep for her would be almost, if you were to come across her, it would be almost just indistinguishable from coming across a corpse. For anyone who wasn't like, you know, a doctor or something, you would just be like, oh, I found a corpse. You know?
Alright, well let's
holding the corpse up here and it rotates.
Let's get a roll and then I will know how to frame your answer. And or the imagery maybe.
That's a 3. 4.
Well, that's kind of disappointing, actually. I think...
No, I'm still dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have been restrained.
Yeah, so you're going to...
For plot's sakes.
Well, I think you see a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
but in the shadowy, dusty after images that are left, you can't really tell who they are. And it takes you longer than it might usually... Then it takes longer than usual to find your way back to yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it is dark and confusing, and this is only the second time, and the first time your mom basically pulled you back. This time you're having to do it yourself.
And have to find a way.
Yeah, and so you spend almost all of your effort just getting back. And aren't really able to glean anything useful or informative.
Right.
But you have definitely switched back to your lighter self by the time you have returned. Which is probably more like 2 or 3 hours later rather than the half hour or so that it normally is. I don't remember exactly what it is, but mechanics be damned.
Because it takes 40 minutes for me to return to my lighter self. I need to be 40 minutes restrained, but it's a couple of hours for me to return to life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I thought it was pretty quick for the comeback too.
Some hours later. Is
okay.
All it is.
Well, this
but some hours later, I was. What I was initially worried about was that I think it's safely beyond the span of me worrying about having to go into a darker self again.
Yeah, probably.
I think I'd be out of that phase again by the time.
It could take 6 or 7 hours,
yeah.
Which means that I've not gotten any sleep, and I've got a football game in a couple of days.
Like, isn't it the next day?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Consequences.
So I take the consequence of your role.
So you might be sleeping through class to be ready for the game.
Could be. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
But I'm going to say it's about dawn. Have you done anything besides just sit on the bed and wait for her to wake up?
You'll see.
Or, well, the reason I'm asking is
no.
We're going to...
I've been there the whole time.
Okay.
Sitting on the bed, watching.
So it is not quite the crack of dawn, but close to it. And you think for like the third or the fourth time that you feel movement. This time, when you look around, your eyes are open.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you. Mara! Oh my god. Mara. Oh my god, it's a miracle.
Why are you in my room?
Mara, you were dead.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, dead. Like, your neck was all... Oh my god. And then I sort of take my finger and, like, the skin has, I assume, has reconstituted itself?
Or did I don't know.
Did you got a new scarf, maybe?
I want to say that it might be kind of, like, closed, but it's probably still pretty ghastly.
You got glue, right?
I think it has mostly healed up. There is definitely like a massive scarring. Like it is healed, but it hasn't really healed.
Like
it is
looks like
re-needed.
It's been a few days, maybe. Like it looks like maybe it's had some medical attention.
Like, so, if someone took staples and some hamburger and they were like, I'm going to make a neck out of this.
I'm thinking more, it looks like someone took Play-Doh and just shoved it in to fill the spot, except that instead of Play-Doh, it's actually flesh. But you can see, like, you can definitely see bite marks and all kinds of damage. It doesn't look like it really should be going back together.
Yeah.
But it's
not normal yet.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So well, it might not actually ever be normal. You may have to use makeup.
But I kind of reach out with two fingers and I touch you. Are you lashing out physically?
No. I'm just swatting.
No, but I kind of come back and I kind of...
Now I'm lashing out physically.
All right.
Shut him down. No, I want to harm it.
And that's a 7. For wash out physically, and...
So...
I will...
Choose one.
Spend one strain to subtract one from your roll.
Ooh.
Because... I'm, you know, showing genuine remorse for letting you die.
Boom.
Okay, you go to swat his hand out of the way, and I think you're weaker than you realize. You haven't really recovered yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, as he's reaching out, your hand just kind of bangs into his without even, like, stopping him, and he's able to put his hand on you.
And then I say, no, it's incredible. Your neck was completely torn out, and I touch the flesh, and then I run my fingers down to where your collarbones meet.
So, before you roll, I want to put in one little detail.
Mm-hmm.
Where the flesh is damaged is frighteningly warm. Like, you may still have your other hand on her leg, and that's still cold like normal. But
this is like 98.7,
like 100 degrees or something. It's It feels unnatural the wrong way.
That's incredible. That is a 9.
Damn.
So you choose. You can give yourself to him, or promise something that you think he wants, or give him a string. Wait. They choose one.
I'll give a string.
No, he gives you a string against them, so you would gain a string.
No, that's not how it works. No. I take a string on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She chooses.
Yeah. To give no, but I mean, like, if one of us gets a string, it's him getting a string on me.
Right. Give themselves to Gabe, promise something to Gabe, give Gabe a string.
You is Gabe.
Sorry, I'm trying to read it from both players' perspective and getting confused.
Yeah.
So, somewhere in that cold flesh, something stirs.
Okay.
So what are you going to do about this?
I think I'm going to roll to shut him down.
How do you shut me down?
I'm going to shut you down by immediately calling to attention that you are touching my neck wound. And what the hell is wrong with you? Stop groping my neck wound. The exact phrase. And that is...
crushed.
A 12.
So you can give him a condition, or he uses a string against you.
Ashamed.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's good. I'm sorry, Mara. I just wanted to make sure you were okay, that's all.
Where's Chassie? Chassie's in trouble.
Chassie, she was at the house, but she didn't look like she was hurt. She ran off.
Chassie is in serious fucking trouble.
Why? What's wrong with Chassie? What happened to her?
Someone was taking Chassie, went to the house. House is fucked up. Something is going on, but she just went in. We were going to the party.
She drove away in her car. I saw her. She was covered in blood, but she didn't look like she was hurt.
Covered in blood.
What happened at that house?
I don't know. I went in. I think I ate someone.
Wait, what?
Someone was trying to hurt Chassie.
Who?
Some dick from school.
Oh my god, Jeff?
Yeah.
You crazy fucking bitch!
What?
And then I'm gonna lash out physically. And fail. So, this is just smack you across the face. Yum, dead.
I don't sell that move. That's what happens.
I think you do slap her, but not hard enough to actually even, like, it's barely a notice.
I'm sorry.
What was that about?
You ate my friend.
I didn't eat your friend.
You just said
I said I ate someone. I don't know who I eat.
Well,
anyway, there were these people from... Look, I'm not really clear what happened here. People driving upstairs. I think I ate someone. I'm not positive.
Why did
you... It was one of those things.
Why did you... You have a demon in you.
It's not... No, I don't have a demon in me.
You have a demon in you.
No, I don't.
You have to have a demon. How would you eat?
You know how I am.
I look, clearly, God is trying to save you from this. He brought you back to life.
No, my mom brought me back to life.
Just now?
No.
Your mom isn't here.
No, I brought me back to life just now.
How do you bring you back to life?
You walk back.
I don't... Look, we've got to get this demon out of you.
I don't have a demon in me.
You say you ate someone.
Yeah, but I didn't eat a demon. And if I ate a demon, he'd be half dead by now. He couldn't breathe in there. He'd be all in little bits, too.
There's not much room in there for much of anything, really.
Yeah.
Look, you should really come by the church.
No.
No?
I don't want to do that.
Why not?
Because it's lame.
Yeah, but if you have a... If you're eating people...
I think I...
Even if you're just fantasizing about having...
People fantasize about all sorts of crazy things, you know? Look at Chloe with whatever the fuck is up with her.
I don't really know what's up with her. Look. Look, you can still be saved. Whatever it is, you can still be saved.
I don't need to be saved from any... I just... See... The point is, there's some fucked up thing going on in this house. And when I say I ate someone, I think I was trying to protect Chassie. There's something going on.
All right,
she was
well,
in trouble.
I think I want to call
yeah,
scene
yeah.
there, and switch over to Robin's house. Once Robin gets back from the scary house, you live with. Both parents, or just...
I think we established that I live with both parents. I don't think I really said so much.
I wasn't sure. I know we established your father was around last session. I think when you get home, his car's not there, your mom's is. And in the living room, Brian... Your mom is comforting Brian. She's kind of got him like wrapped up, and there's like a mess of food out on the table, and he's kind of sobbing and eating a sandwich and like taking every advantage of her mothering instinct.
I walk into the kitchen, I guess. Hi, Mom.
Oh. Hi, Robin. Are you okay? What happened?
Surprisingly, yes. I am. It's been a long night. I don't
know what happened.
I don't know. I'm... There were kids from school, and I'm sure somebody's called the police by now, because there were people
Brian
killing each other in
the hallway. Brian said you dragged him out to some house or something, and there were wolves, and... Are you on drugs?
No, Mom. I am not on drugs. That would be better.
What?
We... Alright, so last night, I... Who gave
you
me a ride home? Jeff?
Yeah.
So...
Didn't.
Yeah.
But you didn't come home last night. Are you sure you're not on drugs?
No, I... Last night...
You know you can tell me. If you've got a problem, we can work through it together.
Mom, last night, Jeff, from school... Alright. Chloe kicked me out of the car. Is the car even back? Well, I don't know. So Chloe kicked me out of the car.
It ever came back.
And, yeah, well, it's next door. And then I was walking home. Jeff picked me up and said he was going to take me home. Brian was in the car with him. And he didn't take us home.
Kind of glances at Brian. And he looks at you, but then, like, goes back to stuffing his face.
Anyways, when we got there, when we got... He just took us to a weird house out in the middle of nowhere. And when we got there, I passed out and then woke up and everybody was killing each other. There were, like, wolves. But it was really just Mara in a dog suit, maybe? Right. This is not helping my not on drugs.
We're gonna go see a counselor tomorrow. You're not going to school.
But Mom, I've got to go to school. That's this the only normal thing that I do.
If you've got a problem, we'll get through it together.
Okay.
I mean, I've got a problem, but I'm telling you, it's not a problem with me, it's a problem with the world.
Look, you gotta understand. I don't understand.
There's all the kids from school who were being attacked by... Oh, this sounds so stupid. Look, Gabe was there, okay? And he'll tell you.
It doesn't sound stupid, honey. I'm sure once you've had some sleep and talked to a professional, everything will make sense.
Look, I don't need to talk to a professional, Mom. What I need to do is get answers, and unless you have them, I don't think that you're the right person to help me with this.
She kind of pushes Brian away. He's like, really? That is, of all the ungrateful things you could say,
Mom, I love you, okay? You're my mother.
I just want what's best for you. Why can't you see that?
This is... Look, I'll go to counseling, okay?
Alright.
Please let me go to school tomorrow. Because...
Right, so now, are you trying to...
I guess I'm trying to manipulate an NPC.
Okay.
That's your choice. Now you gotta do it.
Nine.
I don't make it.
Wait, yes.
Nine doesn't do it.
Well,
nine does strings something. My mom. So.
Meme.
I get to ask the MC, what will it take to get this NPC to do what I want? And I get to ding. Which is going to be helpful because sympathy is now.
We'll go see a counselor first thing in the morning, and then I'll take you to school after that.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay.
Do you want to take Brian home, or is it okay if he stays here tonight?
I called his dad. He'll be over in a little while to pick him up.
Okay. Are you okay, Brian? I know that you went through exactly the same bullshit I did, so...
He kind of nods a little bit and then says no and, like, cuddles back up to your mom.
Well, I'm glad you found someone to comfort you.
It was so horrible.
Have good luck explaining it to your parents. I'm going to bed, you guys.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Alright, now I think that is scene and time for some rumors.
Oh my god.
Does someone want to go first?
I do! I want to go first, and also last, and in the middle somewhere, maybe.
I said rumor, not rumors.
But I have rumors.
So for people listening at home, I gave everybody homework, which was to come up with a rumor about what terrible things had happened that is circulating in the school the next day.
Okay. I heard that Tayshaun is some kind of weird demon worshiper of Raz who I've never heard of.
So you're spreading this rumor?
Yeah. Wait, no. Don't trick me like that.
So... Given the events of the previous night, I think that as much as it's wrong to lie, I'm going to tell everybody that there was a chupacabra sighting. Because that's like a thing around here. Sure. We always talk about seeing chupacabras, and maybe that explains the mysterious...
In a dog suit?
Well, chupacabra is kind of like a wolf or a dog, right?
Maybe.
Not really.
I've heard that they're like little...
My grandfather fought one.
Did he win?
Well, yeah.
So this is actually a rumor that Gabe is spreading as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, you know, I don't want anyone to think anything bad of... I have to protect Mara until I can save her.
I heard that two of the cheerleaders were passing off Pez as ecstasy. And then one of the math teachers tried to buy some off of it. And then he found out that it wasn't real. And then he got angry and then he tried to get them in trouble for it. But now he's going to lose his job because the other teachers realized he was trying to buy ecstasy off of cheerleaders.
Mm.
I heard
it was a sex drug cult and there was an overdose and everything went crazy.
Wow, I also heard that because I'm in the loop.
Alright, so I heard, and Chassie doesn't spread rumors. Chassie just listens to rumors. It is against her morals and her loyalty to make up rumors and spread them. But when she got to school, she heard that people were saying that she had fought a bear in a haunted house. And she doesn't exactly know how they knew anything about what happened at the haunted house. She doesn't even really understand it, but she's not going to contradict them.
Can I ask how much you remember of when you are in your werewolf form?
That's a good question. I don't know how Darkest Self works. Like, it's
that's
not
a good
normal
question.
Werewolf.
How does it work for you?
See, I think that it's probably this sort of... it's not really a fugue state. It's more just sort of this sort of blood-soaked, dreamlike trance, where it's kind of like a horrible, horrible nightmare, but I know it is also real, and I want to not believe that it's real, which is why she's having issues right now. And, so yeah, she definitely remembers killing Mara, and she definitely remembers panicking. And she is showing up to school because she knows that if she doesn't show up to school, that she will probably get... you know, arrested from... playing it cool.
I cannot wait to, like, show up and be like, hey,
Chassie. Her face will just... Panic.
I heard that that house is haunted, and that if you stay up in there until midnight, then ghosts come out and attack you. And that's what happened.
So I think there's a lot of rumors going around beyond just even those, because the police haven't released anything official.
I forgot the other rumor I heard because I missed the party, but I heard
she gets two rumors.
I heard that Gabe trashed another fucking party again with his stupid friends who cannot let a band perform ever.
Yeah, I heard that one too, and he sucks.
I heard you got beat up by the drummer.
I still have a pretty good bruise down the side of my face.
I heard
someone broke a guitar over my head.
Dave beat up a bunch of jocks, and then the dead spiders went back on and played a whole nother set afterwards.
That was really nice of them.
Damn it.
I also heard there was a whole bunch of meat at that party.
She
like
gets three rumors.
I heard that they were playing like 15 or 20 minutes in heaven
in
the basement.
Wait. No one gets more rumors than me. Everyone stop saying rumors. I can't think of them.
Yeah, I definitely heard Trayvon hit that creepy girl.
God damn it! And she's not creepy, she's beautiful.
Yeah, Tavon's actually been spreading that rumor himself.
Exactly.
Tayshaun.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry.
You don't even know his name. I
rumor
know.
He doesn't even know his
places.
Name.
You were saying something and then I interrupted you. Sorry.
Can't have been important then.
Yeah, because it was another rumor, which was not mine. I heard that Chloe had a really cool party and everyone should come to another secret party at some point. Not necessarily next Friday, because I'm not, like, made of money. But a lot of fun. Very cool. And Chloe totally did not do Tayshaun in the basement because he's gross. And also a devil worshipper, so definitely not. Wouldn't have anything to do with that. Not even a thing.
But, yeah, there are plenty of other rumors abounding from... no one seems to actually... Most of the rumors are much more divorced from the truth than
oh, that's
what
so
you
sad.
Guys said. Because, you know, in the absence of actual facts, rumors tend to spread and change, and the actual facts were pretty ludicrous, so most people wouldn't believe them if they heard them.
Yeah.
Occult, rabid dogs, those seem to be the most prevalent.
I did one of those.
Possibly.
Quality, like, not quantity.
Like someone raising dogs for dog fighting, and then the dogs got out and, like,
how high?
Killed lots of people. What?
How high?
High?
They raised them, but like a foot?
Calm down.
Who let the dogs out?
Who did?
Who?
Probably some meddling
Who?
Students.
Who?
Meddling kids, maybe even.
Yeah, let's get them out of the way.
I think there is only a few minutes of homeroom, and there are still noticeably large numbers of people absent, also including Robin, because I'm a jerk, or he's going to counseling. She's going to counseling.
Oh, Robin, you're not there. Hey, Robin. I do in text, because I'm texting. Hey, Robin. Where are you?
Missing person.
Are you dead, or because you weren't at my party, so I'm going to assume you're dead. So the police are going to get this text to know that it was definitely not even a thing.
Robin was there
Stop
for like 30
me.
Or 40
I'm not
seconds.
Dead.
I don't really care. Remember,
I was never at your party.
Yeah, like Brian crashed the car you guys stole on his lawn.
He was adjacent to my party.
And then
he was partying.
He never actually like entered the party.
So yeah, are you dead or what?
Stop texting me. I'm not dead. I'll be at school later.
Like, how much later? Like, 40 minutes? Can I have an estimate?
And I think I'm frantically texting
like 50
all of
minutes.
My classmates. Or not my teammates, rather, to make sure that we have a team for tonight.
Hey, Gabe, did you hear about Tayshaun? What's up with that?
Heard he did you in the basement.
Oh. Well, what about the other thing?
What other thing?
That he's, like, a devil worshipper or some shit?
You had a devil worshipper do you in the basement?
He didn't do me in the basement.
Why are you doing this in this
like
text?
That seems like the sort of thing
you
do, isn't it?
No, it's not, because that basement is gross.
Why did you take him down? I saw you guys go down together.
Yeah, because I have a leaky faucet.
You saw her go
down
on down him?
There.
You let him go down on you in the basement?
No, we have a leaky faucet, and it was broken down there in the basement.
You went down
he's
on
not
his leaky
handy
faucet?
Man.
Well, he's big. Does that count for anything? Like, large, like height and width-wise. No, that's not helping.
I would know. I don't look in the shower.
How so do you I think I want Chassie to show up at this point.
Hey, Chassie.
The three of you are, like, haranguing each other. Because that might be entertaining.
I only text. I'm not actually saying anything.
Chassie, is everything all right?
So Mara is here?
Yeah.
I just stare at Mara, and then I do heightened senses because I don't understand. Because I know I killed
you. Do
you
have to, like, hold steady or some shit?
Yeah, do I have to hold steady? It seems like I might.
Okay.
Alright, well, let's see if I hold steady, because I am still terrified.
Yeah, that definitely seems like a
yes.
good idea.
So that's an 7.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not the worst thing ever. So
7.
You can keep your cool.
I will keep my cool.
Pick an option from 10 up. But also, you're already terrified, so I don't think you can actually do the things.
Yeah, so I keep
You manage to keep your cool, but that's all you get.
That's all I get. That's fine. I do
but
not
you can
panic.
Still smell.
Yeah, well, then I'm going to...
Or whatever.
I'm going to smell Mara. Because... You might be a doppelganger. All right, so that is a... With dark, that's just an 8.
Okay.
Did you just smell me?
Take salt kind tomorrow.
Take salt bitches.
You get one question.
Yeah, it's early. I'm not in insult mode yet.
It's a cool. We'll do this later, actually.
Yeah.
We might get some coffee or something.
Yeah.
We totally like the coyote and that sheepdog in the old cartoon.
The what?
Where they punch in and they fight and then they punch out at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, why the coyote?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
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 I would ask who is in control here.
me.
Okay.
What is going on? Mara is...
I think right now nobody is in control.
But I have the horizontal and the vertical!
Just because you shout really loud doesn't give you control.
Chassis.
But
you're right.
I didn't sleep real well last night.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't.
That thing where I said she might be in trouble. She told me it was, and I told you so.
What? Why were you at the house? And why weren't you at my party?
I smelled the thing.
Actually, I think I want to pause scene here and flash back to your gazing into the abyss last night.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
I think. Have we established what your gazing into the abyss is?
No, but I have an idea for it.
Okay. Would it be impossible to do while driving?
No. No, it would not. Necessarily.
Because you were driving back in the middle of the night, and we'd already established the moon was out.
Mm-hmm. It's really dangerous. Texting and driving is dangerous. Gazing into the abyss and driving?
Yeah.
No problem.
No.
I mean,
does being covered in blood help or hurt?
Yeah.
The concentration of the gaze?
I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm driving home.
If you think that wouldn't be good, you can...
No, it works perfectly, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't mess this roll up, though.
No, actually, seriously.
Apparently, because you're here now.
Oh, by the way, I got a point for doing height senses, but...
That's fine.
So, Chassis is driving breakneck home, covered in blood, hands covered in blood.
And I lashed out physically.
Yes, you did.
Even far more recklessly than she drives in the first place. And of course, this is exactly when a gigantic deer leaps in front of her car, and she plows into it. The deer goes one way, the car spins a few times, and she manages to hold it on the road, but just barely. And so, of course, she's kind of in a ditch, and she stops because she is panicking and she's terrified. But because her daddy raised her so well, she goes back to check on the deer, right? And also because she's a wolf, and she wants to check on it. And the deer's neck has been broken, and blood is gouting out of it. It's just gushing, and it's still kind of twitching. And in a small puddle, this blood is collecting, and she sees the moon in the blood as it collects. And then she gazes into the abyss.
and what was... Did you roll already?
No,
okay.
I didn't. But yeah, so that's a 9.
That's good.
So, confusing and alarming.
Do you have any strings on the moon?
Detailed, but you are left drained.
What? Does she have any strings on the moon?
Mern's got a string on her.
Oh, shit.
I would say they... I'm going to say it should leave me drained.
Okay.
Let's do that.
What do you want?
What I want to know?
Yeah, what do you want to have answered?
Chassis did not know she could become a terrifying wolf monster, berserker creature.
Okay.
She knew she could become a wolf, and she thought that was just kind of normal. In fact, her dad was kind of proud of that. In her. But she had no idea that she was capable of being so bloodthirsty and, you know...
You killed someone.
Deadly. I killed someone. I killed two someones. Maybe Vanessa. Mostly Vanessa. But definitely Mara.
Oh, right. Dirt.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Just because she's no longer dead doesn't mean you didn't kill her.
Yeah, exactly. So, as far as she knows, she killed two people and a deer tonight. Mm-hmm. And so she... is having an identity crisis of exactly how she's supposed to cope with the fact that she is capable of becoming a bloodthirsty killer monster and what she's supposed to do with herself in light of, like, whether or not she should trust herself, whether or not she should, you know, what she should do in response to this whole situation.
I think in the pool of blood, you kind of see different possible stories play out. Maybe the police shooting at a giant wolf monster, but also possibly
giant wolf monster in a police uniform shooting at someone.
No, no, she went with lucid in detail, not confusing and alarming. I think maybe yourself as a wolf person fighting other monsters.
Okay.
And
okay.
You know, maybe that might be tied into how well known it is that you are a wolf.
Hmm. As in, the more well known I am, I'm like a superhero wolf monster?
Maybe. But if you're blatant, it might not go well.
Hmm. So I'm like the dark wolf.
Like sure. Wolf man.
You could be.
Person.
But
if
you announced it to the world, it might not go as well.
Okay. All right.
Most people don't really believe in monsters, so...
Anyways, yeah. Well, Chassie does not appreciate the idea of being shot at by cops. She's generally law-abiding. Girl.
All right.
So, that's good. Thank you.
And then we can cut back to the scene already in progress.
Anyway, I just kind of like... Kind of look at you, look at her. I kind of put my arm around Chassie's shoulder. And be like... Kid, it's good to see you back.
Yeah.
I'm glad those chupacabras didn't get you last night.
That's
stay out of trouble,
all right? It was a close
chupacabras?
Call.
Chupacabras? They're like chupacabras here?
And I kind of give you a little slap and then go back to my seat.
Right.
So tell me about these chupacabras, Gabe.
They're like monsters. They're goat suckers from the Spanish, right? Goat sucker, chupacabra, I don't know.
That's really
what
fascinating.
What are you doing?
No, I just
get off of my desk.
So what?
I'm leaning into you, actually. I've got a white tank. I probably don't have a bra, and I'm leaning
really
into you.
Understand how you're right now.
Can I ask that we don't actually do two simultaneous conversations?
Okay.
As interesting as that can be,
it's in game radio, and also we don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
sorry.
I can't actually process that.
All right. We can resolve these all separately.
Let's do a little bit of this here, and then when you get somewhere interesting, I'm going to cut you guys off.
Wait, what?
And switch over here.
Well, then we already have to cut
She's
away.
She's like trying to turn me on, and I'm trying to get this bitch off my desk.
So, are you trying to shut her down at the same time?
We'll leave it to you to adjudicate that.
I think I'm going to let Chloe go first because she was already trying to do that.
Yes. Uh-huh. You mean succeeding? Because I got a string on you. Sure, why not? I'll spend a string to add one to that.
So that's what a 7?
Game. Yeah, because I know I gross you out a little bit, maybe. But I got
some
tits.
Some nice big tits.
They're pretty close to your face.
So
I know, master of seduction is my name. Subtle art going on.
Chloe.
Uh-huh.
Not right now. Get off of my goddamn...
You mean like later?
So, but before you... What are you doing? You do have to pick one from the list on a...
Oh, I have to pick one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
You get to choose.
Oh, I see. I forgot about that. Good call. Let me find the thing with the thing.
Uh-huh.
I think I have to speak like that as a chosen. I think it's contractually required. Here's the thing.
You gotta get Y's on the end of your words.
Like Chloe?
Yeah! Wait.
Chloe.
You know what? I'll give you a string.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's fine. Maybe later.
Because those are some real nice tits.
I know.
All right, so
they won't be in about 5 years.
We're gonna pause a minute while you admire them and switch over to the other conversation.
That's a threat.
I don't get it.
So the secret whispered conversation.
Secret whisper conversation. How are you even here right now? I'm pretty sure I ate your throat. It even looks all fucked up. I don't understand.
I'm adjusting my scarf.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm pretty okay. I mean, I woke up and Gabe was in my room, which was weird. And yeah. Then he, like, felt up my neck wound, which was weirder.
Did he?
Chloe, get out of our conversation.
You're still over there.
You aren't invited into our scene.
You're still leaning over Gabe.
Get your tits out of here. Your tits weren't invited either. Okay. What happened with that? What is up with that house?
I don't know. I think. Did you were, like, eating people. And I think I ate people. Did we eat all those people?
I think we ate only some of them.
Well, at least that's okay. That's better than nothing.
But I don't know, man. I just kind of freaked out.
I know. I did too. I panicked. I've never done that before. I really.
Where were those people, though? They're
I don't
weird.
Know. I don't know. I mean, I think one of them was Gabe's friend that, like.
Jeff guy.
Yeah, the Jeff guy. Yeah.
Kind
and then
douche.
I. Tell him, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways. Yeah, so, and then there was that other one, that cheerleader bitch wouldn't get off me, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that didn't last long. Anyways, so what do you, I don't know. I mean, do you think we should go back there or try and figure out what was going on there?
I mean.
Or do you think we're just going to kill more people if we go back there?
I mean, I was kind of like, I've never done that before.
Yeah,
that's
kind of
like a fluke deal, right?
It's
probably
just like a
fluke,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Swap back to,
So I'm starting to get control of myself, and I'm a little disgusted with the situation, and I say, look, you freak, you sleep with my friend, and then now your tits are hanging all over my desk.
What?
You're making
what?
An ass of yourself.
My what?
Get out of here.
About my
step
whoa!
Off.
Whoa!
Step
that
off.
Is sexual harassment, buddy.
Oh, I'm not gonna shut her down. But I am taking advantage of her embarrassed status.
You're gonna take advantage of me?
Five, six. No.
Yep, how loudly is he saying this?
Yeah,
that was pretty loud.
That was pretty loud.
I
was
pretty loud. I was pretty loud too.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I feel like that would attract my attention. If I heard that and that.
Yeah, definitely. And you guys were kind of whispering so other people can hear you, so you certainly could have heard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just trying to find out whether or not he was a devil worshiper, because I heard that he was, and so I was checking him for devil worships, and I saw one in his arm.
Is there any time that you are not full of shit?
Check his arm.
I will.
Yeah, both of them. Because you've got a left and a right one. You might be wrong.
I just kind of shake my head, lean back.
Oh, so,
it's going to be a long day.
The PA comes on, and the principal is like, we know you guys are all wondering what's going on, and there's going to be a special assembly in... the auditorium in 5 minutes. If everyone's homeroom would go ahead and head down to the auditorium now.
We were all doing homeroom at the same time.
Isn't that normal?
Yeah.
Isn't first period homeroom?
That's homeroom.
Well, before first period, yeah.
And zeroth period.
Did you not have homeroom?
No, I totally had homeroom, but we had it at different periods.
I almost want to man, I almost wish I could retcon that string into, like, I agree to meet with you later.
I can make that happen in a text, like
a sext.
Hey, let's meet later for
sexting.
Sex.
You're like, really? Like in the middle of one of your other conversations, you just look down.
There's just tits.
Like
what?
There may be mine, I'm not sure. It's hard to tell.
The phone on my the camera on my phone's crappy, so I just did a Google search and then kind of paste it.
But in principle, this is what you'll be getting.
Do you think you have narrowed it down, Joanna?
I'm somewhere between having a pack and having the arsenal.
Well, while you're having your boring decision, I'm going to tell you guys
what
I got.
Grab this back so she can look at him.
Don't talk over me, Miani.
Damn it.
I really like the idea of you.
God damn it, Chloe.
Yeah,
it's
me
so
too.
Annoying.
Why is no one paying attention to me?
Because you can get the pack anytime.
I'm not here.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I'm at the psychiatrist's office.
They're all ignoring me.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Or was that one of
the Yeah, it's friends. The chosen.
I'm at the psychiatrist.
I'm just
so
going
it's
to die.
I literally
so
don't care that you're
yeah.
just,
feeling bad.
I want to try and keep the misprints separate.
Separate.
Testing me.
Yeah, I kind of feel
back.
As though.
Your car is pretty close.
They've got a lot of guns.
Yeah, where did you park it?
At my house.
Or.
Actually, you know what? You have the keys. You tell me where you parked his car.
He got the keys from you, but.
It's at the, as far as I know, it's at the school. That's the last time I saw it.
Robin was it at the school or at your house?
No, I parked it at school.
Oh, okay.
And then he took the keys from me.
That's true.
And now I don't know what happened to it.
Drove
not
to
my problem.
Okay.
That's actually kind of funny. So it's just sitting out in the parking lot.
Speaking of which, everyone listen to me. I got the constant bargain. When someone asks me to do something important for them, and it's always important if they come to me, because I'm awesome, and you do it, which I will, because I'm great at that, roll with hot, which I'm hot. On a 10-up, they lose a string on me, and I gain one on them. Isn't that fun? And on a 7-9, I get to choose one or the other. And on a miss, I show them that they can walk all over me, and they take a string on me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But, I can get stuff done, you know? Come to me with
your
problems.
Plan is.
I can do it to it.
So this is like off and right then, right? Never gonna get used.
Yeah.
Except
oh, man, no, I had
created,
a plan just
actually...
now on how to use that.
But no, that was the joke.
Yeah, I think I was about
to use that.
You know, it's funny. I think I can make this one work.
Except
I think I can do important things for people. And remove strings that they have on me.
Mm.
Yeah, combo.
That might could
got.
Happen.
I did take the arsenal.
Awesome.
Come prepared.
Awesome.
You
got an arsenal?
Guns?
Yeah. You have an outlandishly large armory complete with ancient artifacts just in case the need arises.
See, I was actually kind of thinking that maybe my grandfather was a monster hunter. Maybe your grandfather was a monster hunter.
Yeah, and maybe that's why my dad takes it so well, because he, you know, got taken on trips. He's like, I know a werewolf when I see one.
We are all assembled, so I think it's time for assembly. There is a noticeably large number of students missing, and the principal is, like, super matter-of-fact about going over stuff, and he's basically like, I know a lot of people are out.
We're all up in the back not listening, by the way.
You've heard rumors, I'm sure, but rest assured, almost everybody is okay. We're not sure exactly what's going on. The police aren't giving out a lot of information. The game is still on. We're gonna have a
woo!
Shut up, Gabe.
And that's basically it. Like, don't worry about everything. Everybody else will be back in school soon. And if you there are plenty of counselors around, so if you have issues, you can come and talk to one.
Me, Chloe.
This isn't that kind of assembly.
But I have a question.
He's, like, already walking off the stage.
I have a question, too. Go Wolves! Yeah!
That's not a question, Gabe. Also, check your texts.
Shit. at this point, actually, the bell rings for first period.
Don't show everyone. Also, Gabe, those aren't mine. I found them on the internet. But in principle, okay? Not...
Those are the principal's
Everybody,
tits?
Everybody, Chloe's tits!
What
Those
are
aren't my tits!
About?
Those are a picture of someone else's tits that are not mine.
Chloe, are you showing your tits again?
No! Those are someone else's. That one's got
Anyone
piercings.
Wants to see Chloe's tits, come over here.
A bunch of people come over.
I don't have piercings.
Trust me, I've
your
seen her tits.
Most of my head. What?
I've seen her tits.
Why are we all talking about my tits?
They are unpierced. Those are not her titties.
Damn it.
See, they're not my tits. Wait, what?
I just found the shit
when?
On the internet.
I'm trying to help.
Did you actually see it, or are you...
No.
You creeping me?
I haven't seen that.
You creeping me?
I'm trying
Son.
To be helpful.
Hey, lay off her. She, we've had a hard night.
Yeah.
She did not...
Did she really not have pierced tits?
She does not have pierced titties.
Ah, damn it.
She will show you her titties. She just offered to show you her titties.
Well, I thought she just did.
No.
No, she, that's a
I'm not that
kind of
girl.
Future tits.
So it's like a tit OU.
Yeah.
Or an IOT.
It's like a down payment.
There you go.
Put this way before somebody catches me with it anyways. There's strict rules against sexting.
Then you shouldn't have been yelling about it in the pep rally.
Well, I didn't send the text, did I?
It's medical.
I mean, I wouldn't want her to get kicked out of school or something.
So, I'm going to skip over counseling because that doesn't actually really sound all that fun to me unless you really are desirous of it.
I don't even really want to be there. Gotta be honest.
That's fine. We'll just say, you know, you are bored throughout the hour of talking to the dumbass shrink who doesn't know anything. And
are you sure your parents are doing okay, Robin?
How much longer is left in this?
Tell me more about that dream you had.
Yeah,
look,
see...
we can sit here for an hour not talking, or you can start to open up with me. This is about trust. And if we can't trust each other, we're never going to get anywhere.
If you want, you can play this terrible board game that's supposed to help you, but probably doesn't help you very much.
I think we're going to...
I'm going to roll to turn on the
I would love to watch that scene if she could play this shrink.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm kind of getting flashbacks here.
I do.
There are a lot of policemen moving through the school throughout the day, and...
This makes Jazzy very paranoid.
It's fine.
Periodically, people are, like, pulled out from class. Like, basically, through the day, everyone is getting pulled three or four at a time. You know, everyone is going to get a turn, and ostensibly it's to see if they need counseling, but also the, like, cops are trying to find out information.
So,
I don't know. Who would like to talk to the cops?
Well, I think we're all going to have to talk to the cops.
Can I roll heightened senses to see if I can find the best escape route?
Yeah. Not a lot. All right.
I do very poorly. I get, well, no, that's a 7.
What's a 7?
It's a 7. What's my best escape route?
Okay. Let me take
go
a peek
ahead,
here.
Go ahead.
Ventilation check.
Be really loud.
Well, I think actually, since they didn't call you anywhere near first, just trying to play it off as nothing might be your best escape route.
Oh, all right.
If students who were have already been marked as present disappear
here?
When the police come asking.
Oh, that would be
that might be
wouldn't
more
it?
Suspicious than
that's a good
just
point.
Like acting all.
So the best escape route is lying.
Yes.
All right.
Always.
I also need to not be there. However, because the more people, the less closely people look at my family situation, the better. Because.
You're dead.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
My guess is that there's probably kind
Didn't
of
destroy the recording.
Weird janky shit going on with the legal situation. My existence in this school. My mom probably has some sort of... If there is someone who knows there's fucked up things going on with this town, my mom has an agreement with them to badman the school.
Interesting.
So I need to either not find a way to not talk to the cops or have the most casual, normal encounter with them possible.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Can I have a goal in this situation?
Sure.
My goal is to happen to be there if one of them is escaping, showing up for school, because I'm showing up late.
That's one of the other students, or?
Like, either of them.
Oh.
If either of them is trying to cut out and not get questioned.
Okay.
I'd like to be showing up at school at that particular moment.
How about me, because last time we interacted, it was with my corpse while you were trying to stay the fuck away from it because you just saw me eat someone.
Now, did you give Robin her keys back?
I have not seen...
You did?
Yeah, but didn't give me my keys.
No, I was busy sort of wrangling Mara at that time.
I didn't think it had, but I...
It probably would not have crossed my mind to give him his keys.
So, your mom drops you off after the counseling out front of the school, along with like a note to take to the office to show that you aren't just skipping, you've been gone for a legitimate reason. You spot two things after your mom's pulled off. Your car sitting in the parking lot, and Mara sneaking out the back entrance, which is like the doors that the fire alarm have been disabled on and doesn't work properly.
With a very large scarf wrapped fashionably around her neck.
She's just following your...
I want to bolt after her.
Oh. Hey, Robin. What's up?
And lash out physically, tackling her to the ground.
Dangerous game to play.
Okay.
I'm good at this.
What about Brian? Would Brian tackle her?
Brian's not there.
Maybe.
Five.
Can people please quit it with the bad touch today? I am sick of the bad touch.
So don't bite me.
I think at this point you've actually like recovered enough that Robin's tackle is just like...
I'd like to think that it just, like, bounces off of me and she falls down.
Don't bite me. Don't eat me.
Okay. I wasn't planning on that. I was... Okay.
Look, I saw you eat somebody the other night, and now you're, running from school?
I'm not running from school. It's... Okay. You know how everyone's missing... from school. They're having one of those days where counselors come in and we all have to talk to them about our feelings.
Oh my god. Are you kidding me?
No. I'm totally bailing.
About my feelings, like, this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my man.
I explained what happened to my mom and nobody believes me.
Yeah.
And you, on the other hand, if you're not going to eat me, then you need to explain some things to me.
Okay.
Why did you... Alright, I saw you in a dog suit.
It was Halloween.
Yeah,
well not Halloween, costume party, but it's like Halloween. It was justified, the dog suit, I mean.
I don't care about the dog
You've
suit
seen the
so Chinese. Much as I care about... The part where you were eating people.
Chassie was eating people too.
Yeah. What?
That totally makes it okay.
I mean, no, she wasn't.
You get a string on me.
All right.
Because I'm going down the rabbit hole here.
Yeah. Look, Chassie was in trouble. We went to this creepy ass house, okay? We were trying to get to a party. And we went to this creepy ass house, and there were all these guys from school there. And, you know, they're all, like, all zombified, and they start grabbing Chassie, and I freaked out, and, you know, I started, flipped out, and then I started biting people, and then, you know, started eating people, and then she started eating people, and, you know, it was self-defense.
So, I just want to interject here. You both have heard a, like, clicking sound for a little while.
Praying mantis.
Do you have an explanation for that?
The clicking?
Yeah.
You actually, if you take an interest, you can spot Harmony, who is further off the ground, and you may remember she is on the photography group.
She's in the Morse code group too.
She's further off. What do you mean by further off the ground?
She's like out in the woods.
Further off the school grounds.
Yeah.
I thought she was like levitating. No, literally.
No, but she is definitely taking photos and definitely taking photos of you guys, and that's what the clicking is.
Okay.
But she is far enough away, so maybe she can hear what you guys are saying. Your voices were getting a little loud. Imagine if you can hear the clicking of the camera, she would probably hear what you're saying. Do you...
Scarf. Spread them in the air.
Harmony's taking pictures of us.
That's kind of creepy.
I'm going to walk over to her.
Yeah, let's walk over to her. Let's do that. Let's walk over menacingly. Yeah,
well, I'm not very menacing.
But you're menacing if you're next to me. I was just talking about eating people.
Okay, so anyways.
By the time you guys get over there, she's, like, moved behind a tree and, like, is frantically going through doing something with a camera.
Harmony. Harmony.
Hi.
We're not stupid. Why are we taking pictures of us? Is this, like, the special hanging out behind the fire exit edition of the yearbook?
What possible purpose could this photograph serve, Harmony? They have
just
no,
like,
context.
Pictures. Right. I obviously didn't hear anything, and there's not going to be anything on film. It's not like there's
a camera.
Audio. It's just a camera. It's a DSLR. There's no video or audio.
It just feels like that's a really, really specific disclaimer. Like, really, really, really specific denial. You know? Like, do you ever watch a piece of fiction and someone says, it's not like I just, you know, broke into your house and stole all your food and your television, and then, like, you find out that they broke into their house and, you know, it's like that kind of thing.
I see.
The words he used. I think I cut off Robin, which is easy, because Robin's kind of a doormat. Go, Robin. Speak.
Harmony. What the hell? Why are you taking photos of us?
I take photos of everything. That's what I do. I'm on the photography club.
Yeah,
you
but
guys
you
are
mean,
out there acting, like, suspicious and talking about
how
eating
is
people? What the fuck are you guys... What's going on?
We're talking about
role-playing
games, man.
Yeah, what she said.
We're nerds.
Look,
I didn't think you guys were into that.
Look. Don't tell anybody.
It's embarrassing.
And we'll be square. How does that sound? And also, delete those pictures.
I was...
Now-ish.
Nice.
Manipulating this NPC.
I like now-ish.
With an 8.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This is the best scene ever.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'll lead them, but you gotta... What really happened out there? Were you guys there? There's been all kinds of crazy shit circulating.
I'm still trying to figure out what really happened out there, but I'm not entirely convinced I want to know.
Neither am I.
There were...
fucking whacked out zombie fucking people.
Where was it?
It was, and I explained to him where it was.
Her.
Where it was, because I know that information.
Sure.
Little house out in, like, the boonies off the freeway.
She, like, fiddles with the camera a little bit. Alright, I'll delete these photos. And, like, pulls out a notebook and writes the address down.
Do we watch her delete the photos?
Yeah, she just watches it.
Okay.
That means a lot. And, you know, I want answers as much as you do.
Did you ever find anything... I told Gabe about Marcel. Did...
Oh, yeah, I've got this yearbook from the library right here.
Yeah, I saw.
That's Marcel. What do you mean you saw? I have this yearbook.
I saw you take it.
Oh, well, okay, so, you know.
So.
I'm gonna give it back. I'm trustworthy, so it's okay for me to take books without checking them out.
I'm gonna give it back. I wouldn't get on the bad side of the librarian if I were you.
She's a nice lady.
No, she's not.
She's probably
have you
even
been
lady.
In the library before?
I don't talk to the librarian. I just take the books. I'm a good person. Anyways, you know, maybe he's involved. I don't know. But if you figure anything out, or you need help figuring things out.
Wherever you want to come play detective with us. Maybe with your little snappy pictures and your camera with the button on it that you like to stalk us with.
Look, we're all about, like, stalking people and getting answers, but stalking us is not the right way to get answers in this particular situation.
Okay.
And we would like to help you. Help us.
Okay.
Do I need to manipulate the NPC again?
Sure.
Maybe she does.
Yeah, I think it's my turn.
What are you trying to convince her to do?
To not tell people that I ate someone.
Oh, this isn't to help her help us.
No, I have my own interests. Because it sounds like she's already going to do that. At the very least, she's helping us by not. She deleted those photos. Six bowels.
You should have seduced her into doing it.
Look,
I can't.
I've already posted the photos of you stealing the book online. If anything happens to me, they're gonna go out and they'll know.
Whoa. That is what everyone is concerned about. The book.
Hello, I've got photos of you too, so don't try anything.
Photos of me doing what? Are they naughty?
Planking.
She's really like
the best planker ever. Yeah.
For hours.
Your board is
okay.
Hours.
We don't have any beefs with you if you're not, like, trying to incriminate us.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. Tell me if you find anything out.
Well, I did find something out about Marcel.
What did you find out?
You don't have the book with you, do you?
Yeah, I have the book.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
And, the
Did you listen to the bit in the session you weren't here, where we discussed Marcel?
He is not Marcel Marceau, by the way.
Yeah.
I missed that.
The short answer is, about the time he stopped being on the football team and started doing less exciting school activities, the picture in the yearbook changed subtly.
How?
Like, it's a different person. Almost looks the same, but not quite. And the book you have is actually the one in the middle, so it's kind of hard to tell. But it's definitely more marked looking at, like, his school picture in that book as compared to the one from his, I guess, freshman year.
Okay, you know,
like,
that's
look,
weird.
Here he looks like this, and here he looks like that. And then, you know, he keeps looking different.
Maybe you got plastic surgery.
I don't know what that
means. Maybe, but
we've got to find him.
Was he out at the house?
I didn't see him anywhere. But, you know.
Well, I'm gonna go out there after school and take some pictures at least.
Okay, well, I'll... Here's my number.
Okay.
Call me when you go out there, because this is messing me up. And I want to find out what the hell's going on. Anyways,
she's not coming, is she?
She's staring blankly into space.
Okay.
That was actually in character.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to school.
I'll talk to you after school.
Are you coming? No, you're fleeing school, aren't you?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about my feelings with some...
I'm going to go talk about my feelings with counselors some more.
Oh, boy.
There aren't any counselors. It's the police. They've got...
Damn it. Mara lied to me.
I didn't...
You said I was going to talk to counselors about my feelings.
I thought that they thought that it was being presented as if it were counselors.
It was.
Okay.
But Mommy immediately knows differently.
Yeah. She's got her nose all over the place. She's like a apprentice mortal.
Oh, that was Harmony telling me.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, no. That was Harmony saying it's not shrinks. It's the police.
Yeah. Well, I've got to go get my car keys anyways. So,
well, just be careful. If you guys actually were out there and did stuff, if you tell them, they'll probably string you up or something.
That's even more of a bummer than counselors. I'm definitely hanging home.
Well, I didn't see you guys.
Alright.
I didn't see you either. Bye.
Me!
Okay. Do you want to talk to the police?
No. It's lame. I want to have a different thing.
Okay.
I want to have it be like 6 o'clock. And be like, hey. Hey.
Well, I don't think we're there yet.
No, I'm going to text you, though.
I don't think we're at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
What? But we've been jumping around in time. Why can't I jump around in time?
Your time
isn't
work?
That a football day?
Yeah, actually, today would not be the day for that to happen until at least after the game.
I can text you in the middle of the game. You maybe not get
well.
It. I don't care. It's whatever.
Post-game nookie.
Here's the thought.
Uh-huh.
After you talk to the police, instead of going back to class...
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Text Gabe.
Uh-huh.
And be like, okay. Meet me so-and-so somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great idea. Okay, so... 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, school's over. Man.
That's late, and we'd be getting ready for the game.
Yeah, it's probably like...
What about
like
during like
2 o'clock?
You know, school starts at like 7.
Man,
and
I thought it was going to be
like 3.
Yeah, I know. That's
hey,
why I was saying
like
4 o'clock is like...
What?
I didn't get out till 2.
We started at 6-something.
Let's say it's like just shortly after lunch.
Okay. Well, meet me in the girls' locker room. Hey, I really want to talk to you. Can we meet in the girls' locker room?
Is this by text or by face?
Yes. I'm texting you, though we are in close proximity.
Well, I just look at the side of your face and go, "All right."
Yeah. Okay.
I don't text you back.
Okay. See you then. I'm saying it out loud, but I'm also still texting you, so you have a record of,
right.
of the
conversation. All right. I'll save these forever.
Yeah.
What's up? Whatever. One. After lunch.
Yeah. Just meet me there. It's like gonna be hot, I guess.
Whatever.
So, girls' locker room.
Yeah.
Two girls.
The police still haven't cornered me.
You can do that first if you want.
Whatever.
Get from a scene.
Sure. Yeah, that's
police cornering you in the girls' locker room.
I just love seeing those puppy dog eyes.
You are a scene stealer, and that is not okay.
Whatever.
So yeah, you get pulled out of class, and there is a guidance counselor, but there's also like a detective sitting in.
Sir, what can I do for you?
Well, I know you're on the team, and you were close friends with Jeff.
So, it's true then.
Jeff?
I'm sorry.
Were you there?
I sort of paused for a second. I don't really want to say I was there.
Only could read a person.
I could hold steady. That could let me ask a question.
Sure. I'll give it to you.
Sure. Please be a high number.
Aww.
Bullseye. And I ding.
Okay. So you got 10 up?
I got 12.
So you can ask me a question, or as an alternative, maybe they'll let slip a little bit more information than they intended. If you have a specific question in mind,
let's see. I feel like I want to know what I can say to get this over with and get out of here as quickly as possible.
I think probably the best thing would be to act devastated about Jeff's loss. And
which I am, so it's easy enough.
Maybe act surprised too. I mean,
oh my god.
Were you there? Well, did you know what happened?
No, but Jeff, so he's really dead? Oh my god.
True.
Oh my god.
Oh
God!
Like
we've been in the same class together now for three years. I mean, he's like a brother.
This can be really, really traumatic.
His family goes to my dad's church. I mean, he's like, I don't even understand. I heard there was something about. I heard they were attacked by like chupacabras or something.
The detective there is like in plain clothes, kind of snorts a bit and then like covers it up real quick. No, it was nothing like that. We're not actually at liberty to say what happened, but
well, please,
that's ludicrous.
If you find anything out, let me know.
Sure. If and the guidance counselor cuts in and is like, are you going to be okay to play in the game tonight?
I have to be.
No, you don't.
I mean, I'm the quarterback.
Well, Jeff was also on the team.
Yeah, and we'll all play for him tonight.
Okay. don't think anybody else on the team actually went missing. Sorry,
I actually don't think so either, but yeah. You would know that, not me.
No, a couple of the cheerleaders, but Caleb wasn't on the team.
Look, everybody's relying on me tonight. I can't let everyone down.
Alright, well, just know that my door's open. If you need to talk, I'll be here. And maybe we should set another session for Monday.
Look, if I need to talk to you, I will. Thank you very much. Thank you, Detective, sir. God bless both of you. But I really have to go.
Going back to class.
I don't go back to class. I go.
Alright, and then we're going to switch to the girls' locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting there early, or...?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be like super on-time girl.
God, that's not the same thing.
Sidle up to the door, look around.
Actually, no, you'd have to be there early if you're... Well, never mind. I think if you came up with a plan after talking to...
Plan.
Guidance. The hey.
Yeah.
Never mind. Which of you guys is showing up first?
Can I ask whether I've been questioned by the cops yet?
Let's say not yet.
Let's say no.
Actually.
Yeah. Good. I mean, yeah, I'll show up. Yeah. And just sort of stiff arm the door.
I'm not there yet.
What do you want, Chloe?
Well, you know all this questioning about the police and the questions that they were having?
Yes, I do know.
So, I think what's going on is Tayshaun killed like a bunch of people in that house.
You really think it was Tayshaun?
Yeah, because he's a demon worshiper. And he needs to go to the cops.
Oh, yeah.
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 I'm glad. Yeah.
Well, I think,
okay.
I think this is about when.
What is it? I don't even see Chassie in there. Chloe, what is this? Are you going to show me your tits or what?
Hey, how's it going? Not about that.
Chassie. Hey, what's up?
Never mind me. Don't let me interrupt.
I get this weird text from Chloe. What do you want?
Why did you think I was going to show you my tits?
You told me to meet you in the girls' locker room between periods when no one's here.
Uh-huh.
Why else would I be coming here?
Because I need to talk to you in super secret private.
Are you going to show me your tits?
Maybe.
Oh, all right.
Well, can we do this somewhere where I'm not going to get expelled for being...
No.
There's an empty classroom over here.
Oh. Yeah, I guess we can do that, too.
So what is it? Closing the door.
Okay. So, you know about, like, the haunted house?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there were, like, a bunch of deaths in it?
I might have heard.
Okay.
One of my buddies got killed.
Yeah.
So you better make this... This better be important.
It is important, because Tayshaun did it. He's a devil worshipper, and I bet he did it. And we, the three of us...
Shut up.
...need to prove... Wait, what?
Shut up.
What?
Shut up. You're so full of shit. How could... If he was down in the basement fucking you, how could he have been at the house?
Because devil worshippers can be in the same... two different places. He's like a devil worshipper, and I bet that... Whatever he worships can grant him wishes like that.
God, Chloe, you're wasting my time.
Look at his arms! Did you even look at his arms?
No. I'll look at his arms at practice tonight.
Well, you know...
Right, sorry, we're getting ready for the game.
Yeah, you're fucking with me right now? You're like, no, I'm not going to even bother. But when you see his arms are, like, messed up and demon-y, you're going to be like, oh god, Chloe was totally right, and I should have seen her tits, but I didn't, because I was a jerk.
Yeah, you might want to check that guy's arms, because...
Really, Chassie?
We both think it. Both think it.
I'm just saying. It couldn't hurt. I mean, did you search the whole house? You don't know. It could have been in the attic.
Does he look like a chupacabra to you?
A chupacabra?
He kind of does.
They were at the house. Chupacabras.
There were no Well, maybe there were chupacabras.
Maybe he can turn.
We don't know.
Chupacabra.
He's a were chupacabra.
I mean, they seem like pretty demonic entities. So maybe Trayvon or Tavon,
Tayshawn,
and a chupacabra.
Uh huh.
Why are you always blaming the black guy? This is bullshit. Chassie, let's get out of here. We don't need this loser.
Wait, hold up.
Benefit of the podcast listeners.
They're pretty nice.
They are.
That's 7.
Is he trying to turn me on as well?
Yeah, sure. All comers.
Turn everyone on.
I think I'll try to hold steady. It makes me feel strange. Alright, that's the 10.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
So, ask the MC a question about Chloe's tits.
Are they pierced?
Are they, in fact, pierced?
You have, what, a 7?
Yeah, I
guess so. I think you're fine.
Yeah.
But you need to make a choice.
Do you have a condition that would be appropriate to remove?
Yes. Yes, I would like to remove...
See the breasticles?
Chassie.
I would like to remove terrified, because... they comfort me.
I am also no longer embarrassed.
if the cops come looking for you while you're here... You might get in trouble.
For looking at her tits? It's not like it's nothing I've not seen.
Yeah, you might get in trouble.
Am I supposed to take a hint here?
Yes.
Oh, God damn it. Fine. See you guys later.
See you later, Chassie.
Good job at the game. Look at that dude's arms. He might have been with a chupacabra.
Yeah, look at his arms.
Never mind. I've already taken off my shirt. And I'm in pretty good shape. Two can play in this game. I hit my head on something.
Click.
What?
Click.
Clicking.
I'm taking a picture of your chest. I'm gonna text this to everyone.
And then lash out physically. That is a 9.
Hmm.
I feel like you can do something about that.
Hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Spend 3 strings?
No, I only have the 1 string, but I think I can do something about it anyway. I mean, no, not this particular one right here. So
are you trying to, like...
I'm trying to smash the camera.
Okay.
Or the phone, or whatever the hell...
Not my phone!
I think it's both.
She took a picture of your abs.
Ab shot's a classic.
Is his face in the picture?
No.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you were trying to... I thought this was a...
It's up your chest, asshole.
He doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that.
Okay.
So what's happening to my phone? Does it take 2 harm? I think it'll break it.
It's enough to put it in the hospital.
Oh, shit. Not totally.
I think
tiny
you,
phone
you actually get a choice.
Uh-huh. I choose my phone.
Wait,
you harmed their phone, but
I don't know what
choose
my phone is.
One. They gain a string on you. No, I'm sorry. You get the choice.
You want to gain a string on me, or do one harm to me for free?
No, you actually get to pick.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
What do you think? You gonna bust up my phone?
I bust up your phone, but you get this. You get a string on me because I've now done more property damage.
I have nice tits, and you broke my phone.
And you could get me in trouble for breaking
your
phone.
Yeah, 2 things. I got 2 things on you.
Well, and it, I think I'm going to say...
But I still do a harm, right? Do I still do a harm?
Yeah. but part of the string is you have one of those fancy phones that automatically uploads the pictures you take.
Mm-hmm.
Damn,
so there's, like, the picture... You'll have to get a new phone probably before you can do anything about it. Or
like abs and then the phone is destroyed.
And then there's like a hand coming at the phone.
I have impulse control issues.
Game.
You broke my phone. Do you still want to make out?
Yeah, I kind of.
So that happens. How far does it go?
Whoa, first base.
What, seriously?
Yeah.
You just show me your tits.
Uh-huh.
I can touch them?
No. Shut down. Yeah, you can have them.
You guys are doing a lot of rolls. You better watch out for becoming pregnant.
No, I
made sure I didn't swallow.
I was carrying content. Oh, what?
So
are you actually blowing me?
No.
Yeah, I'm tease.
So is this actually going to the point where you're doing your sex moves or no?
There was not even oral sex involved.
No,
so probably
okay.
Not.
No. Does not count.
Fair enough.
Doesn't count.
However, I think at least one of my conditions is probably assuaged by the making out session, as probably yours is as well.
Well, I'm no longer embarrassed.
Yes, you're no longer embarrassed.
Okay.
Can I get rid of one too?
Sure.
This is quiet time alone.
Which one do you want to get rid of?
I think Riled.
Yeah,
you're more relaxed now. You're loosey goosey.
I got some titties. I'm much more relaxed than I was before.
You're better than my phone, by the way.
Good scene.
So, unless
not for titties.
Anyone else has anything they want to do, I think I want to skip forward to the game. Maybe
okay.
We can just say you do have an interview with the police, but it's like nothing exciting.
Stilted and awkward.
Remarkably unremarkable.
Senses can't handle.
Yeah.
Yeah. They obviously aren't clued in that it was you, and so that makes you able to like blow them off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Do I try telling?
Chloe did that.
Like, do I try telling them each of the different possible theories? Right,
maybe we should have this scene. I'm looking at
the time.
I kind of wanted to
That's
get the
fine.
Game in today.
All right.
Yeah.
To be honest, I sort of see most of the interesting action happening in the stands, and mm-hmm. so I'm actually not really going to be part of this unless you want me to.
Well, maybe it's mostly scenery, but Tayshaun is playing better than he has ever played before.
You know what? Do I check? I think I try to check out his arm in the game when
they're
fine. Dressing. Oh, there's nothing.
There's no marks. There's nothing.
I was not expecting to see her name carved into it because
nope.
That's what he did.
He did, and it healed like before he was even upstairs.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So he just
there was still blood on it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Close.
You,
full
this
of shit.
The same shit happened to you.
Yeah. Well,
are
I thought
surprised?
I was special. So I'm seeing now that I am not.
But like,
I am.
He is. He's far more of a star player in the game than he should be.
You know, it's just memory. We're all playing for Jeff tonight.
Check up
could
the bloodstains.
Could also be that he made a deal with the devil to like be really good at sports tonight.
Okay.
I mean, that's out of character, as it were. But, you know, he's...
Well, he goes
like,
to the other church, but I know he's a good Christian kid, so he wouldn't do something like that.
Yeah, it's probably... It's definitely just for Jeff's memory.
No, for Jeff, we're all playing for Jeff tonight.
But, like, he is definitely getting the limelight of the game. Like, when passes are done, he is there for them, and
I am relieved, because I don't have to put it all... For once this year, I don't have to put it all on my shoulders.
Chassie is quietly contemplating whether there are chupacabras.
whether
such a thing is even possible.
Let's see.
Come on. You know, it's true.
Yeah.
You could have been a werebadger.
I could have been.
I hear werebadgers are pretty hot tech.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I have am now in the process of, I am at this game because I'm following Chassie because... She's the other person I know who's turned into a monster and eaten someone.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like besties now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I be your best friend too?
No.
What?
I'm at the game because I don't want to be at home. My mom thinks I'm on drugs. And also, I'm going to find her.
I haven't seen Robin at all today. I still got his keys.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, haven't been able to go home.
You're trying to find Mara in the stands?
Yeah.
Okay. I suppose that's probably not too difficult, unless Mara's trying to hide from you.
Yeah. Trying to hide from me?
No. I'm just sitting.
Yeah.
Watching football, or at least trying to watch football, since I'm not really sure. You know, I was a cheerleader for, like, 2 years, and I'm still I've never really got a grip on what happened. I just kind of watched the other people to figure out when I was supposed to be excited about things.
Well, you're facing the stands most of the time.
You weren't a cheerleader back when you were, like, pre-dead?
That's when I was. I'm not one anymore.
Oh, I see.
But, like, even then, I wasn't exactly, you know, I just waited for other people to get excited, and I was like, woo, we're doing a cheer! Okay, that means something happened. I'm not sure what. But it must have been good.
Actually, speaking of which, Mika is about the only cheerleader who's at the game.
she just by herself.
Just by herself.
Well, Vanessa didn't show up today. I don't really have a list of all of the other cheerleaders, but I think maybe there's like one other girl and Mika, who's actually probably a guy, but maybe not.
I understand. Mika's my bro. We hang out in the Lugabada.
I'm familiar.
But he's definitely been staring at you, like, disapprovingly.
Yeah.
Because you're no longer on the cheerleading team.
And also there was that whole, you know, nasty...
Altercation.
Yeah.
He wasn't there for that.
He jumped on that.
Oh, right. Your hair. That's I wasn't even at that session, and I know.
It's late. My brain is not working.
I've got too many booze halls.
No, too few sleep halls. But so yeah, sorry to smash up your scene before it even started.
So
Robin, you find Mara.
Hey,
where have you been? I ain't seen you in like 2 days, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you did.
I did? Did I?
Maybe?
Apparently.
Did you?
He was there for the whole thing with the...
Oh, shit.
It's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, as long as you're not gonna eat me, then we're cool. But I know, and I've got my eye on you.
You know I can smell you, and I would eat you if you do something bad. So don't do something bad. Don't tell anybody that I'm gonna not eat you, maybe.
Okay. As long as you guys are not gonna eat me and don't seem to want to eat other people, I'm kind of more concerned right now about why I was there in the first place.
Because
there were a bunch
of... That's a good question.
Like, the people there, they were all, like, glassy-eyed, and Brian doesn't even remember going there, because he was one of them, and then he snapped out of it.
Rotation!
What is that?
That's the roar of the crowd.
The roar of the crowd is stupid.
And I was like, Darth Vader.
No, Vader. Darth Vader doesn't care about football.
Playing against the, like, Harrisonburg Vaders.
I didn't get that playbook.
Go, Gabe!
You know, where is Chloe in relation to us three?
Mm.
Oh, where are you?
In the girls'
hey guys.
Room.
No, God.
I'm on top of your head.
Where are my car keys?
Gabe has them. He's great. He's got keys.
Okay. I guess I've got to stay until the end of the game, then.
Yep, you do, because you got to congratulate Gabe when he wins the game. The whole thing.
I don't know how you dealt with this person for so long.
Which person?
You know, she was...
You.
Oh, you could have said me.
No, I was talking about you like an object who wasn't there. It was a way to make you feel isolated. And
I think that might be
shutting
someone down.
Yeah. I fail.
I see what you did. I get it, but I didn't get it. You know, I intellectually knew that you were trying to separate me, but I didn't feel it emotionally. You can call me an it next time.
Okay. I'll up my game.
So what's this about eating people?
Touchdown! Whoa!
Okay! But you didn't do that, but I mean you threw it near the guy and then he did. He couldn't have done it without you. You probably can't hear me from up here.
It's something that
it was totally T-Shawn.
You wouldn't
fucking T-Shawn.
You wouldn't get it because
that's the rumor.
What's not true? What?
You wouldn't get it because you never get that close to another woman. You just tease them in movie theaters and then leave.
I didn't do that to Chassie.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry. What? In a movie theater? You never took me to a movie.
I know. That's why she's a liar. She's saying about women in general. That is a specific person she's talking about, which is her.
Wait. Hold on. So, we've been broken up for a day. And you've already become, like, this much of a slut?
No, I've had a lot of exes since we broke up yesterday. It's different.
No, it's not. That's not different.
Sluts put out.
This is high school. Mm-hmm. You don't have to put out to be a slut in high school.
That doesn't make any sense. Those are artificial standards.
Like, you can let some kid motorboat you behind the gym building.
That seems awfully specific.
I don't know. It was an example of how you could be a slut
mm-hmm.
and not be putting out, as it were.
Yeah, okay. Seems right, actually. I take it back.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I probably have not been a slut, though.
Glad you guys worked that out.
Speaking of which, I need to talk to you.
I'm
more.
Not a slut.
I know.
Alright.
Okay.
What do you want? Okay, what do we...
What's this about biting?
I don't know.
Biting what?
Eating people? I heard you guys
like
talking about
Like I just
eating
said,
people.
You'll never get that close with another one.
Is that what you're talking about?
Just shut up and leave, Chloe.
But I need your help.
Help with... No! No, you don't.
Yes!
Is this about your stupid Tayshawn rumor?
Attempting
no
to
one,
shut Chloe
it's not
down.
Gonna catch on.
It's not mine. I heard it from,
yourself?
No.
Eight.
What?
Shutting
you down.
How many strings can I spend at once? All of them. I'll spend two. To give you minus two.
So, that'll bring it down to six.
Fuck up, Robin. No one's talking to you right now except me. And I'm telling you to be quiet. Right now.
So you want to talk to me about...
No, I want to talk to all of you. I need all of your help, including yours, Robin.
Chloe, why would I help you?
Because you always help me. Ever since we were little. Always help me. That's just how it works. You help me, and then I am helped by you.
Chloe, I want to ask you to do something important for me.
Okay.
I need you to move on... And stop hanging around me.
No. Because I need your help! See, this Tayshawn thing is really big. I might do it, actually. This Tayshawn thing is a really big deal, and we cannot ignore that. You said earlier, he's like, he did it.
He could be a chupacabra.
He could be a chupacabra.
Really?
Yeah, I heard he was eating a bunch of people in that haunted house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you guys in?
Yeah!
Touchdown! Tayshawn
Jones! Go Gabe! You didn't... See?
Yeah!
See?
Oh. Yeah.
See?
Yes!
See?
Oh.
He's scored like...
I can't take it anymore!
What?
Fuck you! And you two! What are you even doing?
We're
hanging helping. Out with... Her,
hanging
she's
out with...
A fucking skank!
No! She just...
You?
She just blew herself to us!
You're like... Making out with her in theaters or
no,
something?
No, I did
and you
before.
Are checking out her tits?
That was unintentional. She sprung them on me.
Oh my god. You
Robin.
All just make me sick. You make me sick,
And I'm leaving.
Is that a move?
Let's run away.
Okay.
I like it.
Bye.
I think you get away. And,
I make a scene anyways.
Well, I think that's the last scene. Unless there's something else someone is desperate to have happen tonight.
If I'd rolled a little lower, I could have caused a big scene. And then we would have to like hard cut from this one to an even bigger scene.
The game is won. Robin, I suppose, eventually gets his/her keys back. Tishan is the hero of the night.
Because he's a devil worshiper.
Somehow.
Because.
No one seems to be buying the rumor.
Murderers are better at
the rumor. two people.
Yes.
Two people are buying the rumor.
Yeah. Three people.
No, two.
Gabe will believe me. The rumor. I'll just talk to him again.
I think you guys are more like amenable to the rumor.
More
appealing than the truth.
Yeah.
But don't actually believe it because you know what actually happened.
It's just something, you know.
It's a convenient fiction.
Yeah.
Some kind of.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Is that like a reference to a book?
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I Podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.